Walt Disney World bring joy and inspiration and new knowledge to all who come to this happy place. A magic kingdom where the young at heart of all ages can laugh and play and learn together.
Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
Hello everyone, what's up and welcome to the happiest podcast on earth. In today's episode, Hunter hosts another game day with a special guest that I promise you Disney fans will not want to miss. Will our special guest have what it takes to come in and beat out the entire happiest podcast team? Not if I have anything to say about it. For those of you that are new to the podcast, make sure to find us on social media to stay up to date with all of our latest Disney news and visit our website, happiestpodcastonearth.com. to check out our latest episodes, videos, polls, blog posts, and more. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page to join us for our happiest pregame, where we just hang out and talk to you all before we record each episode. And remember, if you have any topics, ideas, or questions you want to ask or let us know about, you can email us at happiestpodcast@gmail.com or contact us on our website. Now, with all that being said, let me introduce myself and your happiest podcast team for episode number 61. My name is Jarrett Fenwa, and I am joined here today by Hunter Hazen.
Hey!
Mel Geo.
Hi, everybody.
Corey Benty.
There he is.
Lauren Del Toro.
Hey, yo.
And AJ Mole Holland.
Hello, hello.
All right, let's go around the room to see what's happening with everyone. So does anyone want to start off? Okay.
Crickets. So that is a nice light at the end of the tunnel for all of us. We're slowly getting there. So
that's counting down to September.
Yeah. Ooh, and Springs is going to start phasing open. Yes. So I think that's exciting for all of us. That's
non-Disney restaurants right now, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, all
right. Third party.
Well, okay. Most.
So that is really exciting. We're getting somewhere.
We're getting close. Right. It's happening. Everybody stay calm.
Bob Chapek had an interview today and basically said that guest behavior is going to dictate a lot of whether stuff opens or not, how protocol is going to go. So keep your social distancing.
In other words, we'll be closing right back down.
Exactly.
Open for about a day.
Open. Well, there's like a video from Shanghai where they drew boxes on the ground for quote unquote seats to watch like performances and stuff. And y'all already know there's going to be some lady with her kid busting up to the front like, my child can't see. And then we're going to close all that back down.
Absolutely.
They're just looking for an empty
kids
box
don't wear masks
at the front.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I know he mentioned a couple different things. I know he said cast and guests are probably going to have to wear masks 100% of the time. So that'll be fun and some other things as well. But again, a lot of speculation still, nothing really going on, but there are some positive things on the way for Disney. So there you go.
Very true.
Cool. Anybody else?
To any of our listeners who work at Shop Disney, I placed a pre-order back in December for the child, my baby Yoda. You told me it was coming in May. You told me you'd send me an update when it was about 2 weeks out. Well, there are about 2 weeks left now in this month. And I want to know where the child is.
Corey, still got a couple days.
You still have a couple days, Corey.
You pre-ordered the child in December.
I did.
You don't remember? He was so excited about it.
He was.
I forgot that was May, though.
That was back before Corey's hiatus for about 3 months.
True.
The child is definitely hanging out with Mitch somewhere. That's why we can't find him.
Ooh, maybe Mitch stole the child. Maybe he...
Well, you're good sure news.
Hey, there it is.
Good news about the child, though. I did hear today that The Mandalorian will not be delayed in any way when season two comes to Disney Plus, because they've wrapped up filming in early March before all this madness happened. Though, we will be getting Mandalorian season two on time.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I just made my whole day.
I still need to watch season one.
Good stuff.
Get on it. It's so good.
Beautiful. Thank you, Corey. Nice. Good luck with the old child order.
Thank you.
The child. All sounds I thought so about terrible. Was child bride order.
Good luck ordering that child.
I'm sorry. With your mail order bride. To go
for those who just tuned in, please rewind back about 50 seconds.
It'll all make sense. All right. Anybody with anything else? All right. I have a lot.
Nope. Oh, you got a lot.
So we've been kind of talking about this every week. Ashley Moser continues her Drinking Around the World series on our website. Again, happiestpodcastonearth.com. You can check out her blog there. So she recently discussed how to make the Welsh Dragon from the UK Pavilion. If you don't know what that is, it's a drink there, the old Rose and Crown. It's that bright green drink, always Instagram worthy. So make sure you check that out. And for you slushy fans out there, I know a lot of you guys are here. She also came out with how to make the Grand Marnier and Grey Goose Orange Slush, which is a favorite to those drinking around the world at Epcot that you can find at the France Pavilion. So
very nice. I might just have to drink around the world here at home once all of these are posted.
Not a bad
idea. We're going to all do the challenge.
I like it. Let's do it.
I'm down. Here we go.
I also wanted to talk real quick.
Well, that would not go well.
It wouldn't record. Someone would forget to push record.
Hey.
Anyways.
Moving on.
This past Sunday, a lot of fun, Disney Family Sing-Along Volume 2 took place on ABC. It was a lot of fun. I don't know. I know, Lauren, you were watching with me here.
Yes. Anybody else watch it?
It was a lot better.
I did not catch it.
They just had more time to put it together.
Lauren, best performance.
Best performance to me, I don't even remember what they sang. The Broadway.
Yes. You'll Be in My Heart.
You'll Be in My Heart. Yes. A bunch of the Disney Broadway stars came together for one performance and it was absolutely beautiful. I also enjoyed Ben Platt. Yes. I thought Idina Menzel was great. Not her song though. Yeah. So that was not the best song for her, but Ben Platt has the voice of an angel and I could have listened to that on repeat. So
I did like him. I like Ben Platt. Yeah, Idina as Jasmine was just no go for me. I didn't really like it too much. The Broadway stars were probably the biggest hit for me too.
Yes.
You'll Be in My Heart was awesome. I also thought, I don't know her name, but the singer who plays Tiana, or who sings her songs.
Oh, that one was really good.
She actually sang on there. I didn't like that the other two girls came in. I could have just listened to her all the whole song. Shakira, still a smoke show. Love her. Saying try everything, and then yeah, and the piano guy at the very end was, I don't know who that was, but that piano guy was uber talented.
Oh, with Sabrina Carpenter, and she did a great job too.
He was unreal. But very good. I definitely agree that this one was much better. So there you go. So along with our Ladies Night series that we introduced to you all within this past month, we are excited to announce we just dropped our very first episode of a Disneyland podcast series as well, called the Disneyland Down Low. Thanks to a lot of your feedback and, again, the realization that Disneyland doesn't really get enough love on our main show, we figured this would be the perfect way to bring you your news and entertainment found on the West Coast there relating to all things Disneyland. First episode was a lot of fun to record, and as we continue to move on, I think this will be a really fun series to listen to. With hosts that really have a bunch of experience visiting the Disneyland parks. I know I don't, but I, again, have to give a big shout out, Nikki, Lindsay, Alyssa, and Hillary, for hosting with me on that very first episode. Again, make sure you check it out if you're a Disneyland fan and keep an eye out. We'll have more episodes here in the near future. And a big thank you to those of you who voted on Instagram and Facebook to see who won our Disney Moms draft. Andrew was voted the champion
by in a very close race.
By Lance. Well, with
Hunter, it was close.
You and Hunter were close. No,
it was close.
You and Hunter, Lauren and Hunter were close second, but even close to Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew crushed us.
I think he called on his minions to pad his vote count a little bit.
Yeah, he probably did. Some fake accounts out there.
We'll go check them.
But he was voted as champion by the listeners. So big congrats goes out to Andrew. Unfortunately, he could not make it due to his bathroom flooding. So good luck with that, Andrew. By the way, my team was voted last. I have no idea how, but all I know is that you all are dead to me. So
you're such a sore loser, I swear.
All right. So before we get started, a reminder that today's episode is brought to you by Pixie Vacations. If you're planning on taking a trip to a Disney destination at all, soon or down the road, make sure to give them a call so a Pixie travel agent can assist with planning your vacation. Working with a Pixie travel agent is completely free, so make sure to visit them at pixievacations.com or contact them by calling 678-815-1584. Again, make sure to let them know that we sent you. They love to hear from our listeners.
Who is Mark Daniel? You've probably seen him at Walt Disney World directing some of the biggest shows, like the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular and Lights, Motors, Action. Mark Daniel hypes up the crowd before Disney's annual Christmas Day parade on ABC and helps make an otherwise restless crowd into a big family that doesn't even notice they're waiting at all. For years, Mark Daniel has been that guy who comes out just before the main event and gets the crowd on their feet.
New York Comic Con, please make some noise and welcome the one and only Mark Daniel!
That's right, Disney fans and happiest podcast on earth listeners. We are very excited and privileged to welcome the one, the only, the very funny and talented Mr. Mark Daniel. What's up, Mark?
Hey, thank you very much for having me on the happiest podcast on earth. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, I like that.
Love it.
So, Mark, you're obviously a man of many talents. You're an Emmy and Telly Award winning host. So congratulations to you. That's very exciting. You're also an actor, stand-up comic, voiceover artist, YouTube video creator, and might I say, your TikTok videos during this quarantine have been so stinking funny to watch, and I love them so much. So keep up the good work with that. So among all of those achievements, talents, everything that I listed, what would you say has been your favorite thing you have done in your career that you look back on or currently take part in?
If I had to look back on my career, I think my favorite thing to do out of everything I've done has been the live streams for Inside Disney Parks. That's okay. Where I get to bring like New Year's Eve, some of the new parades or parades that are going away, and some of the shows on the cruise ships. Getting to bring that live to people around the world and bringing Disney magic right into your home has been my favorite. It was my dream job. If you had asked me when I first got my job at Disney, what would be your dream job? In some way, I would have explained what I got to do. And that is Inside Disney Parks live streams.
I love it. And you do such an amazing job. And, you know, kind of looking through your, you know, the stuff that you've done, I know you did a lot of like the comedy club work, which was really cool. Yes. So was that before Disney? And then did that kind of trigger everything to move into the host gig? Or what happened with that?
Good question, Jared. I got to tell you, if you're talking about stand-up comedy, I kind of did that in the middle of my Disney career. And I was also fortunate enough to do an improv show at Walt Disney World called The Comedy Warehouse, which took place at Pleasure Island at Walt Disney World. And that was much like Whose Line Is It Anyway? And I got to work with some very talented improv comedians. It was a fun show. And that really got my chops going of getting my confidence up in comedy, which led me to the final confidence of saying I could be on stage by myself and really jumping into stand-up, which is truly my first love. It's always my dream to do stand-up comedy.
That's so cool. Audition process to get into Disney, like the Disney Parks Live stuff, was it pretty crazy?
Yeah, I didn't have to audition too much, as much as because I was already at Disney and they knew my work, so they knew they wanted me. The real audition was how did I work with other people. When we originally did Inside Disney Parks, I had a co-host. So the audition was really mine to lose. They knew they wanted me. So my job was just to make them see that they made the right choice. So a lot of times they would put me with different co-hosts and they would just watch our chemistry. And we finally settled on, her name was Elise South, and she was a lot of fun. So there was a version when I had a co-host, and then that changed because the show was constantly evolving, and it went down to one host, and then I started hosting with Jen Fickley Baker, who you will see a lot of times on the Disney Parks blog, who is actually a contributing reporter on the Disney Parks blog.
That's awesome. Well, again, you do such an amazing job, but I have to say, seeing your answer to the question that I asked about your favorite thing you have done in your career wasn't joining the happiest podcast on earth, I think we have to put you through a few excruciating questions.
Oh, no.
Here.
That's my second favorite thing. Okay, awesome. You didn't move to the next question.
That's our slogan. Second best, always.
Second best. I'll take it. Okay, he's got an impressive resume going on. I'm almost there.
But these questions are tough. Favorite Disney park?
Ooh, favorite Disney park. It depends on the season, all right? I'll break it down like that.
Okay, okay.
Right. I like that answer already.
Hit me with a season. Hit me with a season.
Give me the fall, because fall is best.
Epcot.
Attaboy. Oh,
yeah. Christmas.
Christmas. Magic Kingdom, baby.
My spring. Man.
We say spring?
Spring.
Spring. Spring will be Animal Kingdom. Spring, I'm gonna say Animal Kingdom. A lot of new animals, new births.
Yes.
True. All the babies, yeah.
Little babies, yes.
So is Summer Studios, or is Studios out of the question?
Hey, listen here. Yeah, okay.
Hey.
So, you know, I would say Summer Disney's Hollywood Studios. It's a smaller park. You could do it. I won't say half a day, because it's getting a lot bigger, especially with Galaxy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But if there's a lot of places to cool down at Disney's Hollywood Studios. You know, you can just chill, fall back.
Hot inside. Back.
You can see Melinda, Frozen Sing Along.
Yeah.
Get that out.
Bingo. So if they said you can only go to one park the rest of your life, which one are you going to pick? And this could be globally, too, if you've been to other
places. Oh, globally?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, I've only been to Disneyland and Paris Disneyland.
Okay.
So I would love, two places I would love to go would be Tokyo Disney Sea and Tokyo Disney and Shanghai.
Yeah.
But I haven't been. So if I had only one park to go to for the rest of my life, I've always wanted to go to Japan. I would say Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. Even I think Shanghai, I want to see Shanghai. Mm-hmm. There's just certain attractions there that I'm like, oh.
Number one someday on my bucket list is to go to every park.
Yeah.
I'll get
someday
there.
It'll happen.
That's a good bucket list.
Yeah.
All right. So let's keep it in the parks. What is your favorite Disney attraction?
My favorite Disney attraction right now is the newest attraction. That is Rise of the Resistance.
Okay. Now, Mark, despite popular opinion, I actually like Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway better. I don't know why.
Wow.
But I do, and I like Rise. Believe me, Rise is fantastic.
Yeah.
But okay, something about Mickey Minnie's, the technology with it, I don't know.
It's a little too much motion.
What'd you say, Hunter?
I said there's a little too much motion on Rise of the Resistance for Jerry. He doesn't like the motion.
Well, no,
the experience.
Unless it's Splash Mountain.
The queue and the experience in Rise is better than the ride.
Okay.
Sure.
I don't know what it is. Sure. But okay. Anyways, what were you saying?
I haven't written we did a live stream of the grand opening of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, but my back was out.
Oh.
And so I could not experience it.
Wow.
Yeah, my back was out. I was in a lot of pain on that live stream.
Gosh.
Wow. I was like, yeah, I'm hurting. They said, Mark, you got to check it out. And I said, I can't risk it.
There's no point.
There'll be plenty of time in the future. Yeah,
because I tell people too, I mean, if you have back pain, the thing about where you can hurt yourself is when you ride a ride, you don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. So you can have a certain jerk, not that much, and it wouldn't affect you if you weren't hurting, but you know, you can easily get hurt, and that could spoil your whole day. So I say, if your back's hurting and they have those warnings on there, heed those warnings.
Yeah. Not enough people do, so it's absolutely true.
Mark, I was an attractions manager at Dinoland. I know exactly what that means. I'm Primeval World. We had a lot of people throw their backs out there.
So oh, wow.
That is not a good ride for those of you
who have. I worked in Dinoland.
Oh, did you? What'd you do there?
I was a grad student. They had actors in Dinoland, and we played paleontologists.
That's so funny. Did you like that gig? That'd be fun.
I loved it. They send us to Canada to actually dig up dinosaurs.
Oh, what?
Before Disney's Animal Kingdom opened. We went to the Royal Tyrrell Museum in Drumheller, Canada.
Oh my God.
We worked under Phil Curry, who was a huge paleontologist. And we got to see Triceratops and ankylosaurs and duck-billed dinosaurs in the ground. And then they took us back, and then what's called a field jacket, where they wrap it in plaster and they take it back to the museum. Then we got to excavate a little bit just to give us the full experience so we could talk from from experience when we went back
That is so cool.
That's amazing. That's cool. Literally, when I worked in Animal Kingdom, because what I did, we would be in every single section of it. All they would tell us is, so everybody here is related. You're all archaeologists, and you say, howdy, cousin. And we're like, okay.
Hilarious.
I love it. Oh, my gosh.
So you worked in Dinoland as well?
I did, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Telling you.
It was great.
We all go back to Dinoland.
Digging in everybody. Dinoland. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
That's a song that played constantly.
That's classic.
Now they play, it's a lot of the Disney Channel songs. They do like Route 66 and Cheetah Girls. I'm like, do the kids even know Cheetah Girls anymore? I don't
know. Another one. Here's another one you'll know. It's the end of the world.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm taking you back.
Every night it would just play on loop.
I'll tell you, that's so funny. I remember you'd go to like Restaurantosaurus and you could hear that music because I was management and custodial too. So you would deal with like having to go to the bathrooms and it's so quiet in there. So you hear that soundtrack just all blaring, day.
All day, day long.
Can I tell you something that I'm not supposed to say?
Okay, of course.
Please share.
All right. So you know Dinoland. Listeners, so Dinoland, because it is Disney's Animal Kingdom, they have animals. So in Dinoland, what do you have in Dinoland? Because it's dinosaur related. So they had a crocodile
Marley.
In Dinoland because crocodiles lived during the time of dinosaurs. They also had a bird because they believe, you know, there's common belief that dinosaurs are related to birds. Mm-hmm. So we had a turtle because they were around at the time of dinosaurs. And we had a bird called a red-legged Cerianus. And we had a show, we drive out in a truck. But at the time, the bird could get out of its enclosure and it would hop the fence and walk around.
Sounds like it's going to go bad, Mark.
It would walk around Dinoland. But it was funny because if the bird was out, we couldn't do a show. So we get a call, hey, your show's down. Why? Because the red-legged Sariyama was out. So we get those calls every once in a while. And then they would, like, of course, the animal keeper would just kind of walk along with the bird because the bird is just. It's a wild creature, you know, so they don't want people trying to feed it. And people won't realize that bird is like
that's 5 feet of
tall and it's not a native bird to Florida. So don't walk up. So they would just kind of walk and guide it back into its enclosure.
That's hysterical. Wow, they did the same thing with the parrots. I don't know if they did the parrot show at the time, like the, you know what I'm talking
winged
about.
Winged encounters
like
or whatever.
Winged encounters. And like, I would see parents and kids with their like ice creams trying to bring it up to the tree for the parrot. I'm like, don't do that.
People are crazy.
Parrots don't, that's not natural to them.
I'm like, it's not good for, just stop. And they never cared because, you know, they always had like their handler nearby. So they're not going to do it. It was just funny. Just weird.
So I don't know why I like to ask this question. I like the least favorite stuff. So what's your least favorite Disney attraction?
Dinosaur.
Is it? What?
I'm offended.
Wait a minute. Oh, okay. Convince me where the dinosaurs are.
Mark,
awesome.
Put that
please.
Black screen up. You're AJ. Done.
Come on. Just kidding. Wait, wait.
Dinosaur is your least favorite attraction when Navi River Journey exists?
Mark. Hey, Mark, you've been to Disneyland. Do you like the Indiana Jones ride?
I do.
It's the same thing.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say.
They're different.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. Everybody says it's the same ride. I'm sure Imagineers will say the same ride. I'm going to say this is not affiliated with Walt Disney World in any way, shape, or form. I am constantly and painfully aware I am in a room in Dinosaur.
Okay.
The curtain's kind of giving away. Okay.
I see the corners. I'm like, I am in a room.
Yeah.
This is Indiana Jones? You look into that eye? Man, oh man.
You got
a little bit of a point there.
Okay, I'll
but
give
still,
you that.
I love Dinosaur.
Like painfully fake, but you can't tell me that Dr. Seeker does not make up for that. My man, Dr. Seeker,
gosh,
yelling at you that you're not going to make it.
Hello there.
That's proprietary.
There have been days I literally go to that ride just to watch the pre-show and then get out of there. I'm like,
oh, yeah, because you got to see, you see Dr. Marsh and Dr. Seeker. It's worth it.
Oh, that's yeah. really awesome. Funny.
And
I am slightly offended.
Exactly.
There you go.
Our man. Sure.
Still
that's so funny.
All right, AJ, we'll walk into the queue. We'll watch the pre-show, and I'm out.
And walk out the door.
Okay, bye.
Since I worked there, Mark, since I worked there, I know the doors and everything. I get you right off.
Get you right out. Bust out.
So, listen, I know you guys worked there, so you probably remember this. So I just want to tell your listeners. So when Dinosaur opened, it was actually called Countdown to Extinction. I don't know if some of your listeners might know that. So they were making a movie, Disney, one of their first fully computer-generated films. I think this film was unique because they filmed live scenery and did effects like splashes and trees moving, and they computer-generated the dinosaurs into the film.
That was called
Dinosaur. So the star of Dinosaur is the Iguanodon in the ride, and his name was Aladar. Mm-hmm. And when you rode the riverboat ride that was at Disney's Animal Kingdom, they had a full-size animatronic of Aladar splashing in the water.
Oh, geez.
He actually escapes when you ride the ride.
Okay.
Right.
So
right.
They've since moved him, but he would be in the water looking around because he's trying to get out, leave Dinoland.
That's cool.
That's so cool.
Like, I actually didn't know that part. That's sad. I didn't know that.
Even he wasn't staying on the ride.
He was like, I'm out. Goodbye.
He's like, I'm out of here.
Oh my god.
Oh, Dinosaur. I love Dinosaur. I'm so sad
it's good.
It did not
listen
hit the way that I hoped it would. Looking back, like nobody.
It's fast, it's a blast, it's in the past.
In the past.
Okay.
You talking about the movie?
Yeah, the movie. I loved Aladar and like all the characters. My cousin and I used to watch it all the time, and we had the McDonald's the ham puppets.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We still have them in the attic somewhere. Like, we love that movie.
That's kind of like the forgotten Disney and computer generated film.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, they did a really good job because again, it was live backgrounds.
Yeah.
True.
It was.
I'd have to rewatch that. That's been a while.
It held up okay. I gotta say, like, looking back, it still looks pretty good, considering especially like it was what, 2000, literally, I think.
Yeah, probably.
That's so funny.
That was about family.
That's how adorable.
It's so good.
We'll do a couple more here. Favorite Disney character?
Well, my heart belongs to of course Goofy.
Okay,
I have a few, but I'll say Goofy.
I wonder why. You're just like him. Gorsh.
Solid choice.
Love it. Who is your least favorite Disney character? Who just makes you cringe every time you see them on screen or in the parks, whatever?
Okay, let me think on that one, Jerry.
Because this is a tough one.
Yeah. Least favorite.
Like for me, it's Sadness. I don't like
Sadness. Oh, no, you don't like Sadness?
I don't like Sadness, and I don't like Eeyore.
You don't like Eeyore. You got to think about Sadness.
It's something.
He doesn't like
sad characters. I like peppy movies. I like exciting, fun movies.
I don't like Frollo.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't like Frollo. There's no reason to like Frollo. I mean, it's good for the film. He is a jerk.
Like, this is kind of like a,
no.
I don't know. I'm like, because you love to hate him, right? Or is it just like you can't stand him 100%?
I don't think anybody can. So on our Disneyland, we just released a Disneyland episode and someone said their husband loves Frollo, and I'm like, that speaks a lot about your kind of person.
Concerning.
You know what? To answer, I don't think I love to hate him. No, I love to hate. I love to hate Dr. Facilier.
Yeah,
ooh, I love Dr.
Good
Facilier.
One.
Yeah, there you go.
But Frollo,
he's,
I don't like you.
He's not good.
He's a horrible person.
He's a horrible person.
He tried to throw baby Quasimodo down a well.
When it's a Disney villain, a lot of people say, like, I love to hate them. Like, that's the big thing. But, yeah, no, he's kind of just awful. But that means they did it really well. You just want to?
He had no redeeming qualities.
10 out of 10 villain.
Ten out of ten
human being.
Oh, gosh. So does anybody have any other questions for Mark here before we get things started? No?
Lauren, you know you want to ask about.
Lauren, uh-oh.
Descendants, and I just want to know how that was.
Say again?
You've met the cast of Descendants, right?
Oh, yes.
Just general rundown, how was that? I am a huge Descendants fan for someone who is practically 30 years old.
Yeah. You know what? Rest in peace, Cameron. But
I know. So
they were fantastic. The first time I met them was they came for the Disney parade. So everybody, all their fans were there. So when they came out, I told them, I said, there were some little girls there that waited all day to see them. Because a lot of times, like for the Christmas filmings, people would line up like at 7 in the morning.
Right.
And then there's different acts coming up. So Descendants weren't showing up till about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. But a lot of little kids showed up and they were there at 7 a.m. trying to stay in the front. So when they came out, I just kind of told them, I said, hey, you know, all these fans, they were here since 7 a.m. And I'm going to tell you something. When they do, they're doing their routines in the Florida heat. It's hot. And they're in the full, they're, as you know, Aloran, they're full outfits. They have their looks. And those looks are like leather, you know, real. It's very hot. And they did their routines. You have to do it a couple times. And I'm going to tell you, they stayed out there and met all the fans. They wouldn't go back.
I love
go back
to hear break. That.
They would stay with the fans. They'd take pictures. You know, and they just, on their own, they would just have fun with them. They really were connecting with the fans. So I got to say, they were really down to earth and truly enjoyed themselves. And the people who came to see them perform, even though they waited for a long time, they really put on a show and then entertained them between takes.
Oh, that makes me so happy to hear. I love hearing great celebrity cast experiences. I think that's so special.
That's amazing. How cool. Just how cool to say you saw that and did that and was a part of that. And you saw those kids be so happy. Like, I just can't imagine. That's amazing.
Had a good time. In fact, I had them at the time we did another thing and the mannequin challenge was a big thing. So it's on my
YouTube. Gosh, yeah. That
I'm
video.
Not in it, but I actually filmed it. And I asked them and they said, cool. And I got the entire audience. If you go back on my YouTube channel,
it's awesome.
The Descendants mannequin challenge. And I got the Descendants, the dancers, and the crowd not to move. Like, it's like 100 people, and they're all frozen. I'm moving the camera, so it's really cool.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. YouTube.
I love that. I'm going to have to go watch that. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, so you passed, Mark. So all jokes aside, we have been looking forward to this, having you join us on the show. Once again, we're honored to have you, and thank you again for taking your time out of your day to do so. So for that, we are eternally grateful.
Thanks for having me. I'm having a blast, actually.
There you go. So, Hunter, with that being said, let's get this party started. It's all yours, bud.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Game Day. A very special edition of Game Day here with Mark Daniel as our special guest. We're going to do something we haven't done before. Well, actually, if you go way back to the early days of the Happiest Podcast on Earth, we did do this in some type of way before. We're going to guess Disney audio coming from the Disney parks. So yeah. I know none of y'all have been in the parks for a little while. So you're going to be a little rusty here.
Even me.
Yeah, there you go. No advantage here for Mark.
So I've got three brackets. I've got easy, medium, hard. We'll go a couple rounds in each. I've broken y'all all out into two teams. So here are my teams right here. So if you listeners have been keeping up, you've seen that we've started a little something called Ladies Night, where the ladies take over the podcast and do, you know, type of things. Talk about princesses, talk about magical moments and great memories that they have in the parks. So I am using that for the Ladies Night team of Mel, Lauren, and AJ.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
These are ultimate bragging rights right here.
It's
going to
be the ultimate bragging. It's going to be the ultimate battle. So on our challenger team, we'll have Jarrett, Corey, and of course, Mark will be on that team. So the tables are already tilted a little bit towards one side, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel this isn't fair.
Thank you.
This is not fair at all. Why couldn't we get ladies? Let's
Jarrett,
go.
Now,
why can't we get the special guest?
Listen now.
Look, Jarrett and I need a lot of help, so this is probably
is notoriously thing, bad at Disney, Game Day.
Could you imagine if me, Jarrett, and Corey on one team?
Right. And Corey's a close second.
All right. Don't tell me. Okay.
Let me
got this, AJ.
Let me go through the rules here. So, like I said, we'll have a couple rounds, easy, medium, hard. The way it's going to work is each team is going to designate someone to go first. And then if you're going for your team, you're going to be the only one who can answer the question. You have a lifeline, though, to ask the rest of your team. So say Lauren answers the first question. Her points go to the team, but she can't be helped by Mel and AJ unless she uses the lifeline. Then Jared will answer, then Mel, then Corey, then Mark, then AJ, or then AJ, then Mark. So y'all kind of alternate there. We'll tally up the points, at the end, see which team comes out on top. And of course, there's always only one winner.
Game oh, days. No.
We'll get we don't there. Do ties here.
We'll get there. And there's never a tie. Never a tie. Never so, a tie. No, not here. All right. Going with the easy round. We have two rounds of easy, four questions here. Since Mark's the guest, his team will go first, but I'll let y'all decide who on your team you would like to go first.
This is the easy bracket, right?
This is, I mean, I'm going to have Corey rounds of easy.
Sweating.
Oh, my God.
That's true. But once you determine your order, then it cycles. So if Corey starts and then it's Mark, then Jarrett, we're going to cycle through that order for the whole game. So,
all right.
Final answer, Corey's going to start it off.
Let's have Corey. No, let's have Mark start it off.
Okay.
Mark's the guest.
Easy. All right, good.
It's our honor.
Oh, he's got this. He's so going to be like fine. Like,
and then we'll have Corey and then me.
Okay. Thanks, so man. Mark, Corey, then love Jarrett. So on the girls' team, what's y'all's order going to be?
Lauren, do you want to go first? Do you have a guaranteed easy question?
Okay. Oh, I'll be the first to embarrass myself. I'll take that.
Okay.
All right. Well, Lauren, you're going to go first for y'all. All right, Mark. So the first sound that you have to guess is going to be starting right now.
With three caballeros, three gay caballeros, they say we are birds of a feather.
Where in the park are
oh
you?
Oh, my gosh.
It's your team. Yes. It's easy.
I would say... I would say Epcot.
You got the park.
Mexican Pavilion.
Yeah, you're getting warmer.
Inside the ride?
Yeah, good.
I will take it. To be specific, the Grand Fiesta Tour with the
Grand
three
Fiesta
Caballeros.
I wouldn't remember
the name.
All right. Yeah, I would. So,
I feel like good answer. Nice, we'll take it.
The do first, I still get it? Okay.
Yeah, you did. The easy rounds are worth 1 point apiece.
That was so easy?
That was easy.
Yeah. This must be your first Hunter's Game Day. That's what
you're
I'm
in the clear. Now Corey and I got the pressure.
Sweat during Hunter's Game Days.
I know, I'm right. Sweating. My heart rate's rising. I'm not ready for this at all.
Okay. In the easy round, mind you, I'm just going to say it. Easy round. Lauren, it is going to be your turn now. And here we go.
Bring it on.
Do you desire a place to get away? How about three?
Oh, is that Spaceship Earth? Isn't there, like, it sounds like the...
Spaceship Earth, that was...
It sounds like when you're creating your own little town or whatever.
Ooh.
It is.
I'm trying to.
You guys
that
get where I was
that
going.
That was a confusing
right?
one. No, it was not Spaceship Earth. Let's listen to the
easy.
Lengthy version.
Do you desire a place to get away? How about three? You truly belong here among the clouds on Bespin, the first stop on your Star Tours getaway package.
Yep.
Stay and play.
Well, I didn't think it would happen.
Your Star
I don't
Tours
know why, because I used to
Star
work
Tours. I haven't been on Star Tours since 1997.
Oh, well, that was a bad person.
Well,
man, good order.
Star Tours.
Good
that
order,
is my
ladies.
Least favorite attraction.
That's just the luck of the Hunter's
Pretty sure
game
I put
day.
That last.
Listen, Hunter, if you were going for the easy way, Star Tours playing the Star Wars theme song would have probably, you know.
It was, where else are you going to go
no,
to
I would have got
crate.
It because of the.
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
you know what? I didn't understand like that he said crate.
Yeah. Oh, see, crate.
I probably should have learned.
But that little tune, I didn't know what it was, but I know that sound.
It's familiar.
Like it hit something in my head. But
good start, guys. Good start.
All right, we're going to go back to the boys' team now.
Let's go.
I haven't been on that one since AJ's been alive.
One,
it was literally before I was born.
Oh, great.
1-0 here. Going to the guys. Is it Corey this time?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Thanks, man.
Where are you at in the parks, Corey?
In Magic Kingdom.
Warmer.
Fantasyland.
Sure.
I'm at
I'm being nice walking you to
the end. Is it just attractions or is these like restaurants, attractions?
This could be anywhere,
feet,
right?
Your feet are in the park.
Okay. General Park.
Okay. It's the third stall in the bathrooms in Fantasy.
I'm not going to get that specific.
No, so yeah, so we're in Fantasyland. Gaston, we got to be right there, right? Right outside of
where?
Just say it.
Gaston.
You're so close.
Hey, Jarrett.
He said it.
Shut him down.
You have a replay and an Ask the Team lifeline.
He knows what it is. He just isn't.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten it.
Mark is holding his tongue so hard.
It's only worth 1 point, so just throw something.
Throw it away.
I don't know the name of the place. I mean, it's not be our guest. I know where it's at. It's right. I just don't know the freaking name.
Oh, you can't.
Bad time to use. I don't want to use a life on.
It was outside of Gaston's Tavern.
Gosh, he had it.
I said half the word. I said Gaston. I put a.
You did, but you didn't even lock in an answer. You were all over it.
Dang. Well, I said Gaston's, and then I feel like that's acceptable. That's. Yeah. I put us right there. I didn't say Spaceship Earth.
Hey, that's true. But y'all are still up by 1 point. All right, we're moving on. We're moving on. Back to the girls.
That's Mel. Sorry. Who's going next?
I'll go. Why not?
All right. Here we go.
And partners, for your safety, remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the train, and be sure to watch your kids. If any of you folks are wearing hats or glasses, best remove them.
It's the Runaway Train Ride. It's Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
I had to listen to that every day.
That gets us all tied up after the easy round.
Good job, girl.
Glad we made it through there rather painlessly.
Rather painlessly.
Yeah, it's gone worse.
I said Gaston. I think we should have two.
You know what, Corey? Let it go.
I can't.
All right, so now.
Pressure's on.
Back to the guys. Jarrett, are you up next?
Yes, sir.
All right. And here, we're into the mediums now. So get ready. Here we go.
Good. Didn't get any. Gosh, dang it.
I feel like the girls would get this one. You just got to close your eyes sometimes and just imagine it.
Maybe well, what I was going to guess wouldn't be what the girls would guess, so I'm not guessing that anymore. All right. I'm going to go. Dang it. Yeah, I.
You can ask the team. And you have a replay.
I don't think they're going to save them for the harder question. Are you confident at all?
It's between two things. We should save it for the harder.
Is it in?
No. You got to just
ask questions.
You got to Magic Kingdom. 20 questions.
Go for it, Jarrett. Just do it. Throw it out there.
Magic Kingdom, Fantasyland. It's not.
Y'all are getting it. Like, I mean,
But it's the Meet the Princesses.
Ooh, no. That is in front of the Tangled restrooms in Fantasy.
I almost said that, too. I almost said that.
Famous restrooms in all of the properties.
I literally was going to say that, but I was thinking, why would there be audio for that?
It took me a minute. I was Epcot,
and I thought.
I was thinking Living with the Land.
True.
Canada.
Ooh. Yeah, I was thinking. Well,
I was thinking World Showcase, too.
They have music everywhere, Jarrett, and I have found it.
Everywhere.
I spend weeks making these.
I know.
The archives.
Dang it. All right, ladies. Chance to take the lead.
All right, ladies. So we're to AJ now?
Yep. Now I'm nervous.
All right. We're going to get on a roll here. I'm feeling it. It's warming up. All right, here we
Let's go.
That just gave me chills.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Okay, I know it's Avatar-based. I know it's in Pandora. Oh, my heart hurts. Okay, I'm going to say Flight of Passage.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Flight of Passage. Walt Disney World attractions.
I was going to be eating my words if it was River Journey, though, after I just told
them. Oh, you know River Journey is not that intense. There's no way. Like, they've got the wardrobes going.
All of a sudden, River Journey turns into a dip ride, right, Mark? 50-foot drop.
All right.
Very all right. Good. Got them right where we want them.
All right, we're circling back to Mark now. It's a little redemption. That was worth 2 points there, so we're in the two-pointers, the medium questions. All right, Mark, here's yours. That one didn't have a lot of variety, so I kind of feel bad. Mm.
That sounds very magical to me.
That could be.
To me, it sounds very Magic Kingdom to me.
It does.
I don't see it at Epcot or Studios for some reason. Mm-mm. Or Animal Kingdom. Mm-mm. And it feels the horns, the drums, it feels kind of Main Street-ish.
Oh man, you really want us to be specific here.
This one, you don't have to be super specific. It can be heard. Yeah, I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Okay.
It's a toughie.
It's either.
Follow your heart, Mark.
Magic Kingdom. Can I hear it again?
Ooh, gonna use
we gotta play it again.
No, wait, is that a lifeline? Can I hear it again or no?
I'll give y'all a replay.
He's a guest. Give him a replay.
All right, I'm gonna just throw it out there. I think it's Magic Kingdom. I want to say kind of Main Street-ish, but I'm going to throw it and say it's around Dumbo Circus. Yeah,
That's out of the storybook circus. Yes. That is correct.
Wow. That was my guess, too. Good job.
Look at him go.
Very good. Right. Very good.
Zero.
My guess was just Main Street.
I would have said Dumbo. Yeah, that was a –
I am impressed. That was one of the harder ones.
Bart's holding us up right now. Yeah. So.
All right, back to the girls. Who's up next? It was AJ, so Lauren.
Yep. Lauren's like, I don't want to.
I don't know about this one, Lauren, but we're going to try
it. Guys,
I'm
terrible at game day.
You got it. I believe in you.
Okay.
Bright little star, though I'm light years away from you now, I can't help but to feel that somehow we're both wishing on you. I imagine your light in her eyes.
Yes, yes.
I know it.
I feel like you either, like, you know this.
No, let it go.
That's fine. I'm not giving hints. You can ask the team if you want.
I am telepathically telling you.
Do we think it's worth it for me to ask?
I know it.
AJ seems to know.
AJ knows it, but.
I mean, do we want to
win? It is a two-pointer. The hard rounds will be worth 3 points. So if you think about it, you're only going to be losing a point if you end up using it later.
True. So, Hunter, we only have, after this, one more question for Mel, one more question for me, right?
Well, we have one more round.
And then we're going up to the next.
And then a cut. We have probably 5 more questions.
Oh, okay. I thought we were only doing 3 questions.
We're going at a quick pace here.
Yeah.
Okay.
It did. Well,
I do know it.
Okay. What is it, AJ?
It's Sunny Eclipse at Cosmic Rays.
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Now you I could, feel
that
so
voice. Wow. That voice is so unique.
The beautiful voice of
Sunny Eclipse. I have spent way too much time there to not know that.
My mom, I hope she doesn't listen to this. Terrible organ. She's so mad at me. We go there all the time.
Very good. Very good.
Nice job. Impressed.
Thank you, AJ. Thank you for holding.
You're welcome.
All right, Corey.
Fresh eyes. I'm so scared. Let me get to the park.
Mark, if you cannot tell, Corey and I don't.
I'm going to the parks right now. Let me go.
All right, close those eyes and listen close. Come cuddle close.
Oh gosh.
Oh no.
Oh. Corey, you got this. Corey's got it.
All right. This has got to be at Hollywood Studios.
This is Corey, 100%.
This has got to be Hollywood Studios. This is...
Corey, you got this,
bro. Jared's like, you got it. I know.
Corey, don't overthink it. Just go first instinct.
Follow your heart here.
I got to go Hollywood Studios. This has got to be off Sunset Boulevard.
Come on.
Lock it in, Corey.
I wish I could use the lifeline of a question here because I'm down to two spots.
I see you know it, so I don't think you should use the lifeline.
So Jared knows it.
I think I know it.
I'm going to be really upset if it's the other one. It's not. Is it the lobby of the Tower of Terror?
Ding, ding, ding.
Tower of Terror, baby, all day.
Corey,
let's go. Yes.
There you go.
Good pick. I love that. That was a good one. I always think The Shining. I always think The Shining with that.
I almost went Brown Derby. I was like, maybe this is something they play in the Brown Derby.
It's a little spooky for the Brown Derby.
A little bit, but...
Oh. Yeah. Good job, Core. Well,
ladies and gents, it is all tied up now.
So thanks,
still over lifeline. Still over lifeline.
Some points. We're getting some points on the board here. So back to the girls. Who's got this one for the girls?
Come on, Mel.
Unfortunately,
all right, Mel.
You've got this.
Here we go.
Hate game days.
I have an answer, but I don't think it's right.
I know. It's like one of the things for my current.
I'm not on my team anyway. So, you know, I feel like it's in Animal Kingdom. I feel. I don't know. I've never been on like some of the rides in Animal Kingdom, even though I worked there.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Oh no. Oh no.
Because you said Animal Kingdom and everything clicked for me. So I think I know.
Okay. So I got to be in a general, like, good spot here. I don't know if it's, I'm like,
I'm going to put the countdown timer on now.
There's
a countdown timer.
No. Believe me, we know.
I feel like it's either.
Throw that on your
I'm like stuck between two right now, and I'm not sure.
Go with your heart. I believe in you.
Oh, I don't believe in myself. I'm going to say Navi River Journey, even though I don't think that's what
Would the guys team like to throw a guess in there?
I don't think it's Animal Kingdom.
I don't think it's Animal Kingdom.
Not Discovery Epcot. Island.
For me.
It's not. I got Epcot.
Discovery Island?
Nope, not Discovery
By
Island.
Nemo.
But it is Animal Kingdom?
Nope, not Animal Kingdom.
I didn't think it was. I got an Epcot vibe to it.
Epcot. I got Epcot.
Got a little Epcot sprinkle in there.
I got a little innovation vibe.
All right, what do we got?
It was Living with the Land.
Oh,
really? Close.
I would have said
thought it was Rivers of Light.
I thought it was an adventure.
Yeah, very possible. Yeah, but Living with the Land, it does have that Animal Kingdom vibe to it, so I can see where you're tricked up there. All right.
Oh, that's not fair.
All right, we're even done.
You're officially into the hard questions.
This wasn't hard. Sorry, guys.
You're the smart
guy. We have our lifeline.
Everything before that was easy. Those are the ones. I was trying to get y'all ready for the real game.
This is going
to
be like the sound of a trash can closing, and you're going to be like, which resort is
no. Oh, which trash can? Which theme trash can?
Recycle bin at Quarterly.
We're gonna start a YouTube game day, and I'm going to show pictures of trash
French
can.
Quarter or
Honestly, trash. I'd watch.
I'd be better at that than I am this, I feel
all right.
Like.
What do we got?
Sounds like a churro being eaten in...
ASMR
game day.
Very nice, very nice. All right, Jared, are you up now?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go, boy. Let's go.
I got this.
Got it.
Good one. Here we go.
You've been there before.
Give me this one.
That's so funny. Excuse me. I just can't believe that.
Where do you find this stuff?
I was overcome with joy.
Are you finding
this
stuff legally?
Yeah.
I was overcome with joy when I came across this one. Yes. This is all legal.
So this is.
Oh my goodness.
I have no idea, dude.
I'm out.
Just
I'm
throw out, something out there.
We're going to go Japan Pavilion.
No.
Listen, dude, okay. I heard some Japanese.
This place has the best music I've ever heard. I even had three of their songs on here. Let me just play a couple. Let me play some of the other ones here. Oh, and there's
what?
More.
What
there's
underground more. Disney club are you Ogre's going to?
Cantina? Is it Ogre's Cantina? Is this Ogre's Cantina?
Ogre's Cantina inside of Galaxy's Edge.
If you would have played me that second one.
Wow, I've never heard that song. That first one?
That had an Ogre feel. I didn't hear the first one.
Go inside Ogre's Cantina and there's some trippy music going on.
All right, exactly what is in the Panvith Pavilion too. Like that little store and like museum they have in the back. I was like, oh yeah. Totally.
It might, yeah. It does. Right. That first one did have a Japan kind of vibe to it.
Yeah.
Oga's Cantina. That was a tough one.
All right. That's all right. We still got our lifeline, guys. We're all right.
To the girls. We're still tied up here. Those hard ones. We're on a zero train right now. So, all right. The girls. Who's up?
I am. AJ. Right. Hello. I'm ready. Maybe.
Are you ready? All right.
I don't think so, but let's go. I feel like I'm going to sound really stupid no matter what I answer.
No.
No. Don't.
Nobody sounds stupid on Hunter's Gate, Dave. It's all just a great try.
Okay. I'm going to go. Oh, poop. Okay. I'm going to go with inside the pyramid at the little marketplace in Mexico at Epcot. That was a really weird explanation. No. I have no idea.
That is incorrect. Italy?
Corey, do you know this one?
I think Mark.
This is your favorite, Corey.
There's no way that is played in La Cava.
It is played in Pinocchio Village House.
Oh.
Okay. Yes. So it is German.
It is German. Partially. You got that. Park. I'm sitting over here like, let's have a freaking taco fiesta. Like, what the heck?
All right.
I was going to go Germany.
I know I'm pretty drunk in La Cava, but I've never heard that there.
if you start hearing that La Cava de tequila, you have issues. But
only because I'm too drunk that I don't know.
Oh my dang god! It. All right.
So that was a tough first round for the hard question. So I'm going to twist it up a little bit here.
How many more questions do we have left?
We have probably one, two. I have two more rounds of hard questions left.
Okay.
But before we do that. Yeah, I wanted to take a little break from the hard questions, and I want you each to designate one of your teammates for a speed round.
AJ.
Yeah.
Mark, you've won. We'll
go head to head in a speed round.
Okay.
I'm glad you guys
All
right. Yeah. So here are the rules for the speed round. We are going to determine one person goes first. You will answer consecutive questions. If you get them right, you keep going. You get the next question. If you get it wrong, your teammate gets to start answering questions. So, seeing as how it is tied right now, we're going to go with the guest again. Mark, you're going to lead us off.
All right.
All right.
The theme of the speed round is Epcot Pavilions.
I hate this. Gosh damn it.
If you get it wrong, AJ gets to start answering. But if you keep getting them right, you can get all of them correct and score yourself a point apiece.
Okay. Ooh,
be pretty impressive. So here we go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think I know.
It's a toughie.
I'm gonna mess up.
Oh
boy. And that just
we could just pick the country, right? That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but only Mark can do it.
I was gonna say we can't get specific where in the country you would hear this.
No. This is just country.
Okay.
All right, Mark's got this.
What you got? Canada? That is correct. It is Canada.
Let's go.
You're on to the next round, Mark.
That's a huge pick, Mark.
Stay alive.
Okay.
That's got to be.
Italy.
It is France.
All right,
it's over to AJ now.
Germany. I thought Germany.
I thought Germany.
I was thinking Germany too. So.
I was the wrong person to pick for this.
I feel like I actually knew category. This one.
You think you know the countries, and then
you hear the background music.
She's drunk in the country. She doesn't think about it. This was the wrong thing to put.
All right, what you got, AJ? Speed round.
Italy.
That was the United Kingdom. Yeah. All right. We're back to Mark. We're going to finish out these countries now, one way or another.
Okay.
Mm.
Because of that instrument, you can say Japan.
Ooh, it was Morocco.
Oh, I would have gone Japan too.
Back to you, AJ.
Back to AJ. It is going back and forth.
We're getting our butts kicked.
All right, AJ, here you go.
Dang, I would have gone Japan too.
We're just going to take a nap.
Sultry.
This is our intermission. What you got, AJ?
Come on, AJ. You got this.
You got this.
Do I have this, though?
You have this.
China?
Ooh, that was Japan.
Oh, I literally saw his face. He's like, literally.
And we're throwing it back to Mark.
Let's go.
Gosh, I'm so sorry to our listeners.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. It's gotta be.
Italy.
It was Norway.
Oh, I would have never guessed.
Norway.
What is it? I'm telling you. Back you to can't AJ. Drink, you blindfold me. I'll tell you the country. I can't do these
I think I could maybe get this one, but I've said that the past five times.
AJ, you got it.
Me too. I'm keeping like, yeah, I know this, and it'll keep playing. I'm like, I don't know this.
You got this. You got this.
I don't even remember what we said so far, but I'm pretty sure we've only gotten one right. So like, there's that.
That is correct.
I'm gonna go Italy.
Yeah. Italy is correct.
Yeah, that was a good one. Dang it. That was
the next round for AJ.
We're tied up.
Let's go.
I know this. No, I don't, but I know this. Okay. I'm gonna go Germany.
Germany is correct.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Now they're gonna start firing.
Jay is gonna keep going.
Dang it.
Oh, you know this.
Yeah.
America?
It is America.
Dang it.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Next.
I'm feeling so much better about myself.
I wonder.
China.
China is correct.
Yes. All
right, well done.
And because, well, there's only one left. We're just going to listen to it for kicks because it would be a gimmick. Since we didn't have it yet.
Let her guess it.
Oh, guess it.
Yeah, let her guess it.
All right. What did you think it is?
I wasn't even paying attention because I thought I had this in the bag.
That's what I'm talking about.
Had to guess, I'm going to say Mexico because it failed me once before.
It was Mexico.
And it didn't fail me this time.
So we get a point.
Well, you guys kind of ran away with it a little bit, but Girls,
we need
have
to make up
10.
I'm not gonna get
Jarrett, Corey, yeah, Mark. You have 6. All right. So we have 2 more questions.
Or we're okay. We're
two
okay.
More rounds
for 3
here.
Points.
One.
Yeah, two, there were yeah. 3.
There's gonna be 3.
Mm-hmm.
This is terrifying.
That's okay. All right.
So now, since the girls ran away with that one, we're gonna go back to the guys. Do we recall? I guess
it's Mark's pick too. Mark gets to go again.
All right.
Look at
Mark,
his face. He's like,
he was
why?
Time to redeem yourself.
Mark, we have our lifeline, but we're probably gonna want to use it for Corey. So you really gotta
go. Come on, man.
True. That is true. All right, Mark.
And these are hard.
Yeah, these are hard.
Oh Lord.
This whole thing has been hard.
This is your 3-point question.
I'm getting a Disney's Hollywood Studios vibe.
Studios vibe for sure.
That's what I was feeling.
Hey, okay.
I have one that I'm thinking of, but I don't think it would be it.
So I got it's either an attraction or a restaurant.
It
could be.
Yeah, general. It could be an area attraction, queue, restaurant. I'm not doing restaurants. That would just be plain out. That would just be flat out mean.
Okay.
It's one of the songs they play inside of Be Our Guest. No, I'm not doing that to y'all.
I would actually get that though.
I know you would. I know you would.
I'm feeling Disney's Hollywood Studios.
I'm definitely
feeling. I think Corey wanted to say at one point Brown Derby. And
locking it in.
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
And he said he wouldn't do restaurants.
Because yeah.
That means so we can't do a restaurant.
That's true. I just gave you that one for free, by the way. So it's a walk
away.
So I'm feeling somewhere in Sunset Boulevard, but I remember walking and I'm like, on Sunset Boulevard, they kind of play World War II music.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is tough.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So. Oh man,
I would just say go with your gut, Mark. Just go with your heart. Where
I don't
you
think
that?
Your teammates feel very confident, so I wouldn't ask any of them.
I have a guess. I always have a guess. It's never right.
I feel like I know where
I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say Disney's Hollywood Studios. Whew.
This is a tough one.
Not there. I'm gonna just throw it out there. The entrance around.
Throw it out there. Okay.
Entrance loop.
I like the guess.
Might be playing in the entrance at some point.
I like the guess.
Is it Runaway Railway?
It is incorrect. There is one would never expect kind of 40s style music to be playing in Magic Kingdom. AJ, where in Magic Kingdom is it coming from?
Main Street USA.
That is incorrect. Oh. Okay. It is coming from the Jungle Cruise.
I know you were not looking at water parks, but that song actually plays at Typhoon Lagoon in the eating area.
Oh.
And so I was freaking out. Being like,
I would have accepted that, I guess.
Then it's null and void.
Yes. The host is
always finding dark.
Welcome to another game day with Hunter. There's always discrepancies.
Oh, don't jump on Jared's conspiracy train. We're just going to
pass that. I definitely had that Crossroads Hollywood
That was
Studios
a well done. Yeah. I had studios
that
as well.
That was a good guess. I would have really thought the same thing.
So you say AJ plays at Blizzard Beach?
Typhoon Lagoon.
Typhoon Lagoon.
It literally plays in the eating area there.
So last question's worth 5, so we still have a chance.
Whoa. Last question's worth what? Excuse me, Mr. Game Master. No.
I like Jared's idea.
Yeah.
Still three. But okay. Yeah,
final
so the girls
Jeopardy.
Here. Who's up for the girls?
Yeah, do a final Jeopardy at the end.
Oh no.
Okay. Lauren.
No. Lauren's up. All right. Well, here's yours.
No.
Oh, this is easy. I got this in a heartbeat. Can we steal?
I
steal?
I don't know if I'll entertain the steal yet, just
talking.
Because.
I don't know if I'll entertain the steal yet. Maybe for the final hard round, hard question, I'll entertain.
I feel like I had an initial answer, but then as it played, I don't think that it's my answer anymore.
Okay. That's not good.
No, it's not. It's not good at
all.
Go
with your gut.
I'm probably wrong again.
See, oh, I'm scared to say it out loud.
She said it out loud.
I feel like I'm in Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. It sounds like the Pirate's Queue.
You're going to make her go on.
That's your guess, the Pirate's Queue?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Is it Mission Space?
It is Mission Space.
It's another ride I haven't ridden since.
It is Mission Space.
I hate that ride, and I knew
that's
it.
Jared's Jared, least I'm favorite ride. Proud
that you knew that ride.
I knew it.
Ong must have traumatized you at some point.
I kind of puked in my mouth the moment I heard that. I hate that ride. So.
Oh, yeah, okay. I would have gotten that. Sorry, guys.
Dang it.
All right.
Yeah. I was getting like a piratey vibe. I was not getting Mission Space vibe.
Okay. Well,
Mission Space,
can you play it again?
Yeah. I'll play it again here. Let's pull it up.
When the doors open, stand in the designated color.
Oh, that was great.
Pilot, engineer, medic, commander.
Wow. And I bring you
in there, right?
Gary City.
Okay.
I got very nauseous. The second time I did there's the green version.
Pilot. Yeah, there's the green version, and then there's the, is it orange or red? Because I know it used to be
it's
orange.
It's green and orange, I think.
But now it's two, yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's a terrible attraction.
Mission Space.
When I wrote it, I said I can't be an astronaut.
Yeah, I've already decided
no.
that.
No. When I did that ride.
Dang it, I had that one.
Oh my gosh, I was nauseous the rest of the day because I didn't, that was when it used to be three levels, and I did the red or whatever, and I could not see straight for hours. It was no problem.
I was walking around and I didn't know why I was feeling tired and nauseous. What was different? Mission Space.
There you go.
That ride. I can't do it.
Nope.
All right. Well, we have one round left.
Corey, we have our lifeline. So this could be just all three of us tackling this one.
All right, boys. We got this.
As executive decision, this round will be worth 5 points.
Let's go.
The current score is 10-6.
Let's
go. If the boys get theirs right, they will pressure the girls into having to get one right as well if they want to get a champ. So
let's go.
Splash Mountain, Splash Mountain, Splash Mountain.
Yeah, in the hard category. We're going
Haunted Mansion, Haunted Mansion, Haunted Mansion, Haunted Mansion, Haunted Mansion.
Small world.
That would be good.
Here we go.
I think Corey's gonna know this.
This might be the easiest audio you've played. Are you kidding?
We have our lifeline. We have our lifeline. Mark, you're looking like you might know it.
This is so easy.
I have no idea. All right, you know what? I gotta use the lifeline here. Mark, help me out.
Oh my God.
All right. Hunter, you mentioned, and it's something I haven't written before.
Very close. Yes.
This is so easy.
Seems like we just talked about that.
We just talked about this.
Oh.
It's an attraction starring Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
That's right, baby.
Mickey and Minnie's
Runaway Railway.
Correct.
Stop me now.
I like
There's
it.
Literally
that's 5 points.
That's all it says, guys. Nothing can stop us now.
That's true.
That's right, baby.
Jared, Corey, and Mark have taken a demanding lead by 1 point.
Oh, let's go.
Okay, to 11. So we're going to the girls now. The chance to redeem yourself. Mm. Mel, is it your turn?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
So you do have the replay. You do not have any help from your teammates. So I'm just going to – I don't want any bad hints. I'm muting both of them. There's no –
There we
there's
go.
No,
oh, geez,
nothing's
AJ,
happening
to
me. So, goodness.
This is unfair. All right.
All right, here we go. A lot of pressure on you, Mel. Let's get this. It right.
That was it.
It's Mickey's animals.
Retreat.
So
Mickey's
I'm like
retreat
thinking
pond.
Camp Mickey Minnie. No.
Is it? I think it's Jungle Cruise.
Because it's definitely not Animal Kingdom. I'm thinking Jungle Cruise.
Let's go. I'm ready to pop the champagne.
Is it in the temple? Like in the Jungle Cruise?
That is incorrect.
Time to pop champagne.
It is the ambient noises. What is it, Mark?
I know what it is.
What is it?
What is it?
Risk it. For the biscuit. Trail.
What was it?
Oh no.
No.
What is the world of Avatar at night? That is Pandora.
What?
It is the music, the background noises of Pandora.
Play it again.
Let's go. I got two right, and both of them were.
You don't hear that mysterious creature or whatever that is? The giveaway is there. It is.
That's from Predator. That's from the second Predator movie.
That is from Predator.
It's a pro lemur and a fan lizard.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
You know all the creatures?
I used to.
That's amazing.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
That's actually what I listen to when I go to sleep at night. It helps.
Ladies,
some people do waves and, you know, beach. I do that.
We just finished out. That was the last round. Right, Jared, Corey, and Mark, 11 points to Mel, Lauren, and AJ's 10 points.
Let's go, baby.
But there's more.
Hunter's game days never have more than one winner. So
here we go.
Sudden death, starting with Jarrett, Corey, then Mark. If you miss one, you're out. Last man standing is the champion. And go. Jarrett, you're first.
Oh, yeah. Come on. That would be Muppet Vision 3D.
That is correct. Corey.
Let's go, baby. Gotta love the Muppets.
Stay alive, gotta Corey. Love the Muppets. What you got here? What is that, Corey?
Soarin'.
That is correct. He's
Let's
staying
go,
alive.
Baby.
No, I'm kidding.
Mark's getting cutthroat here. He's like, Soarin'.
This is good. This is good.
Dang, I could have won this round by myself.
All right, Mark, to you.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
It is the monorail and
which color? Which color?
Ooh, I will take the monorail.
Yellow.
The yellow.
And it's the middle car.
The middle. That is correct. I mean, that is extreme precision if I've ever seen it in my. Good job. Yellow. All right, Mari's staying alive. We're back to Jarrett now. We're gonna get a little harder.
I'm out.
Oh, I should know that. Tomorrowland.
Too general.
Wait, okay, you have to tell me that so I can guess it more.
Nope, I'll give you about. Gotta go. Bye, buddy.
And you're out.
Such I'm over this. This is utter bullcrap.
Oh, man.
To Corey. Keep it going. This is speed round. First words out of your mouth is your answer.
So done with Hunter game days.
This is going to be Haunted Mansion.
That is correct. It is a head-to-head Mark versus Corey. Mark, your turn.
Hello there. Welcome to our little trans-dimensional joint, my folks. I'm Dr. Secret.
Oh, I'm screaming.
What is this?
Oh
perfect timing.
Nice. We know what it is.
Yeah, I don't think we need to say it.
Dinosaur pre-show.
It is. That is correct.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Hello there.
Literally. Yeah. I love that. Oh, my God.
We are back to Corey.
Oh, God.
That was one of the ones I pulled from the hard questions. So,
oh, thanks a lot, man.
Hey, it's gonna go both ways. What you got, Corey?
Oh my gosh, dude, this is ridiculous. Where would that even be? We're let it, we can't do listens, right? We can't do.
No. What, nope. You're facing one
sudden,
versus one.
Sudden death.
Don't say a land, even though it was.
That means.
No, not necessarily.
All right. You got 3 seconds.
I got nothing. I'm out. I
pick
can't.
One. You gotta I mean.
All right. I mean, if you're just giving it away, Mark's got to get one right because he was.
All right, Mark. One. Mark right. for the dub. Wait, this wasn't even given to him.
Mark, he's just conceding the victory here. So let's. If you get this one, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but okay. Guest is going to be the champion of the Hunter's Game Day. It's never
ridiculous.
Never happened in the history.
All right.
Corey wouldn't win, so.
This better come from the hard
pile.
You just
got to get it right.
Here we go.
This better come from the hard pile.
Are you kidding? Hunter would end on this one.
What are you talking about? That was from my hard pile, too. That could come from
First of all, places. Happy what? Birthday to everybody here.
Love that. Thank you.
I would say teacups.
It is the mad tea party.
Yeah. How is that in your heart?
That's difficult, is it not? It sounds like Village House. It sounds like a little bit of Germany
not.
In there.
Mark, congratulations.
Well, what was Corey's though?
Yeah, what was that?
What was Corey's?
Oh, Corey. It was the Polynesian Resort.
Oh. It sounded like the
Polynesian Resort.
You took it to a resort?
It was Polynesian. No, hey, that's not. That's
we haven't
so
had
specific.
A resort this whole game. We were in the parks.
Yeah, well, you I was getting in deep into the sudden death round. I
no,
started
hey,
having
yes.
to pull him
yeah,
out of the bottom of the barrel.
That's so specific, but I say Tomorrowland. And
the point is, deep. Though, Mark won. And he
Mark,
won.
Congratulations.
Don't be sore.
It is a great honor. We'll be sending the trophy your way.
Hey,
I hope
hey,
it goes right
no
on the top of
No Emmy
yourself.
Or Telly Award compares to the award of winning a Hunter Game Day here.
I'm going to add that to my resume.
There you go. It's close to a Dundee.
Yeah, it's just a Dundee.
Yeah, close to a Dundee.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks for coming on, Mark. We really enjoyed having you and your plethora of knowledge of the Disney parks. It's only fitting that you are the champion of the Disney parks.
Yeah.
Sound.
Thanks for letting me win, guys.
Mark, seriously, you've been awesome, man.
Stop. You
it's
were
been
awesome.
Great.
That was great.
Yeah.
We'd love to
yeah,
have you so. On anytime. So feel okay, free.
Thank you very much for having me on. This was fantastic. Yeah. Thank you to all your listeners out there. And, I did have a happy time on the happiest podcast.
Hey, okay. That's what I like to hear.
Hey. See you in the parks.
Yes, hopefully very soon.
Yes. All right, remember everyone, today's episode is also sponsored by Kingdom Strollers. Their strollers are personally delivered to make sure you have the best experience with your little ones on your next Disney vacation. Make sure to check out their website at kingdomstrollers.com or give them a ring at 407-271-5301. And again, make sure to mention the podcast. Keep rolling with Kingdom Strollers. Last but certainly not least, I also want to thank all of you for being an amazing and supportive group of listeners that we again enjoy interacting with, talking to, and building amazing relationships with. We wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for y'all. So thank you for listening and know that we love you. Now remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is not goodbye. This is Serial Soon. So we will talk to y'all later. Please stay safe out there. Have a magical week. And ta-ta for now. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Splash mountain.